Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. U.S. Senator Ed Markey could be facing yet another primary challenger in Congressman Joe Kennedy. Kennedy is reportedly considering taking on Markey, and if he does, he would be the latest to challenge the longest-serving member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. And he'd be alongside labor attorney Shannon Liss Riordan and businessman Steve Pemberton, who are also challenging him. Markey has declined to comment on his primary challengers, but he has says that he's running for re-election no matter what. So joining us to discuss this is Joe Battenfeld. He's a political columnist at the Boston Herald, and he's host of Battenfeld on Boston Herald Radio. Joe, welcome.
Thanks.
And also with us is Stephanie Murray. She is the author of the Politico Massachusetts Playbook. Thanks for coming in, Stephanie.
Glad to be here.
All right, well, let's just start simple. Did either of you see this coming?
I saw maybe not so much Joe Kennedy, but definitely there was talk in the works of more challengers to Markey, more than just the two he was getting. A lot of people talked about Seth Moulton possibly getting in, and others were thinking Joe Kennedy. I kind of was thinking Joe Kennedy might wait until see what happened with Elizabeth Warren to see if she wins the presidency. Then obviously then there would be a Senate opening there. But so in that respect, I didn't see it coming this quickly. But Markey's people clearly did.
You think they did?
Yeah.
Stephanie, let me just correct. It's Shannon Liss Riordan. So let me now turn to you. Did you see it coming? Is this a surprise for you?
I think that the big hint that this might happen came in the middle of July when there was a mysterious telephone poll going around testing Markey and Kennedy head to head. It didn't really mention Liss Riordan or Steve Pemberton so much. It was just the two of them, and it really kind of set off a lot of chatter in political circles in the state. And we found out over the weekend that it was Kennedy who paid for the poll, and the poll actually showed him slightly ahead of Markey, according to Boston Globe reporting.
All right, so Joe, you thought he might wait and see what happened with Elizabeth Warren. Is this a good move for him to challenge Ed Markey?
I personally think it shows a bit of arrogance on his part. Everyone's free to run for any seat they want. Those days are over where somebody has to wait in their turn, wait in line to get their seat. But I do think it's a little, if the poll showed him just a little bit ahead of Senator Markey, that's probably not good for him.
Why?
Because he wants a race that he knows he's going to win. He doesn't want to necessarily have to fight tooth and nail for this race. Most Kennedys in the past have gotten in when they know they're going to win, or at least when there's no incumbent there to stop them from winning. So in this respect, I think it might be a little early for him to jump in. But like I said, it's great for us. I'm happy he's doing it, or happy he's thinking about doing it. But I have a feeling there's a bit of a backlash against Joe Kennedy right now in some progressive circles there, because they are fans of Senator Markey. And they really don't want to have to choose between the two of them.
So, Stephanie, to this dynamic that Joe's talking about with the backlash, it's really hard not to look at this and say, okay, this feels a little like Ayanna Pressley challenging Congressman Mike Capuano. So is it the same? And if not, how is it different? Well, how do we think about that?
What I would say about that is that the components of what the race might be, Joe Kennedy is not Ayanna Pressley, Mike Capuano is not Ed Markey, but the common denominator here is the voters. And if the voters are looking for change the way that they were during the 2018 midterm, if they're ready to turn out in high numbers, I think that's a good sign for Kennedy. And going back to the point of waiting for Elizabeth Warren to maybe be elected president, maybe waiting for Ed Markey to retire after his next Senate term when he'll be close to 80, both of those situations, with a wide open Senate seat, you're going to have a huge field of primary candidates, just like we had in the 3rd Congressional District last cycle. And that got really messy. So I think this calculation for Kennedy might be to kind of cut the line, get in early, and not risk such a big primary fight.
So Senator Warren has come up a couple of times. She has been a longtime mentor of Joe Kennedy. They've been quite close. But she came out and endorsed Markey's reelection. Here she is talking about that in a video that was just posted this week.
We need Ed Markey in the Senate to keep our country and our Commonwealth moving forward. Ed is my friend and my partner in the Senate. I've got his back, and I know that he will always have yours.
So, Joe, what kind of weight does that endorsement carry?
I don't know how much weight it actually carries, because it's unclear from Senator Warren's remarks later whether, if Kennedy does get in the race, whether she might actually endorse Kennedy in the race. So I'm not actually sure.
Oh, you mean like if he, I mean, how could she do
because
that?
Because, she endorsed Markey, I believe it was several months ago.
She said 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah. But that was before she even knew that Kennedy was thinking about it. So I'm not sure if Kennedy got in the race, what she would do in that case. She might be in a little tough position. I mean, she obviously made the video, she endorsed Markey, but Kennedy is obviously, like you said, very close to Senator Warren. So it would be interesting to see what she does.
I think that's a great point. Over the weekend, she was asked about this, and she said, Ed's been a great partner to me in the Senate. And then there was a beat, and then she said, and Joe's been a great partner too. And he's an amazing person. And so take those comments with a grain of salt, I think. Mm-hmm.
How does Kennedy stack up against the other challengers to Markey? And keep in mind, there may be additional challengers to Markey. The day isn't over yet. How does he stack up?
Well, he's a Kennedy. I think it's hard
you
to...
You just kind of dropped the mic and walked out after that.
I think it's hard to overstate the name recognition. He's got a lot of goodwill in the party among donors, consultants, activists. He's a well-known person. He's already a member of the House. And stacking that up against Shannon Liss-Reardon, who's a labor attorney, she's new on the scene. Steve Pemberton is in the same situation. So he's coming in as a heavyweight, and it puts him at an advantage if he does get in the race.
So, Joe, there's been this conversation, I'm sort of thinking real time about how to frame this question, of, okay, some people will say, hey, we don't need Democrats going after Democrats. Mm-hmm. And others will say, hey, competitive races are good for the Democratic electorate. Mm-hmm. Where do you fall down on that in this particular case?
I think competitive races are good for the electorate. I always thought it was too bad that in this state, a couple of years, this never would have happened. It's extraordinary that somebody like Joe Kennedy is thinking of challenging Ed Markey. In the old days of just a few years ago, it was assumed that the person who had that seat had it for as long as they wanted, and it was basically theirs, and no one would ever challenge them. Ayanna Pressley changed that. And now it's happening more and more. And with Joe Kennedy, probably sees the same thing. So, but I don't think there's any problem with a primary challenge. I think it's good for the voters.
Well, even before Ayanna Pressley, or maybe concurrent with her, there was some talk at one point that this was going to happen. But the name we'd be saying right now was Seth Moulton, not Joe Kennedy. So, what about that? What happened there? And B, have we been working towards this kind of shift in tectonic plates in Massachusetts Democratic politics for a while?
Seth Moulton was the first insurgent primary challenger in recent history in 2014 when he knocked out John Tierney. And I think it's important to mention that Tierney was kind of a damaged candidate because of his wife's tax situation.
He had some
situation.
Personal scandals.
Yep. And it is, I know, Seth Moulton running for president instead of for Senate, I think, kind of changed things a little bit. But he's been so damaged by the fight against Nancy Pelosi to try to oust her as Speaker. I think it's hurt his presidential bid. I think it's going to hurt his House reelection bid if this presidential race doesn't turn out for him. And I think that's probably why you're seeing him not kind of keep his eye on the Senate anymore.
Yeah, he should be worried about holding on to his seat.
Isn't there some conversation that Tierney might re-enter the race
yeah.
and come back at him again?
Yeah, and others as well. Yeah, Tierney has definitely thought about that too, and others as well.
All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Earlier, you made reference, Stephanie, to the fact that should Senator Markey win another term, he would be 80 at the end of that term. And this has been, and this question is for both of you, because this has really been something that's been on my mind. We have an aging population in the United States. We have a long history of elected officials serving well into their 80s and being very effective. And at the same time, we are clearly having a conversation about generational shifts in power. So it's kind of a two-part question. One, does Markey have an obligation to think about the fact that a lot can change in your health and well-being in that age range over a 6-year period? But at the same time, is it inappropriate if he's functioning great and we have lots of precedent of older adults being really effective elected officials? Is it inappropriate to say, hey, because of your age, you ought to be stepping down or not running again? Where do we think about age in this mix?
I think that's a great question. And Markey it's interesting because he's not really facing the same kind of you're older, get out of the way. What I've heard from young progressive activists is that they like Markey and they are really proud that he's been leading on the Green New Deal. He's been leading on progressive issues since before the blizzard of 78. He's been really a staunch progressive in the state and in the House and in the Senate. And so I think you're not going to see him face – it's not going to be as easy for Kennedy to thread the needle on that generational change argument among the kind of young progressive voters who you would expect to vote for a younger, newer candidate.
Anything you want to add to that, Jim?
Yeah, I think it's inappropriate to force somebody out just because they're older. Maybe because I'm a little older, but but I think if somebody's doing a good job and you know they're in that, I don't think age should be the only thing that forces somebody to step down. Obviously, if they're incapacitated or not able to do the job, that's different. But in this case, there's no sign of that, certainly with Senator Markey.
So, is there a case, an effective case, for Joe Kennedy to make as a challenger to say, "Hey, it is my time. You should vote for me."
I don't see that case yet. I see his name being there as one of the reasons people might vote for him. On the issues, though, like Stephanie said, he's been a staunch progressive, especially the last year or two. Markey, when he came to Congress, wasn't necessarily that staunch a progressive, but now he certainly is. And linking himself with the Green New Deal, I think, has done wonders for him. And, you know, with AOC, you know, combining with AOC, I think it's been great for him. And so I don't see that route going, you know, going the age thing Kennedy has going for him as well. So besides age and his name, I don't see a path there.
Stephanie, in our last little bit of time, are there other people who we might be surprised to find being primaried in this next election? Is there anybody else you're watching?
I think almost every member of the Massachusetts delegation is being primaried right now. Congressman Richard Neal out in Western Massachusetts faces Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse. Kennedy, we should remember, already has a primary challenger for his House seat. Like we said before, Seth Moulton's got, I think it's around 6 or 7 people who are looking at primarying him in 2020.
Steve Lynch, I think.
Bill Keating might face Joe Roll from the mayor's office. So we've gone from Massachusetts being criticized for being so stagnant and having no competition to, in a matter of years, it's like it's open season out here.
Joe, anything you want to
add? No, I think it's great that it's open season. as much as I think it's not unfair to push somebody out just because they're old, I think more people in the race, the better it is for the voters.
That was Joe Battenfeld. He's a political columnist at the Boston Herald and host of Battenfeld on Boston Herald Radio. Thanks for being here,
Joe.
Thank you. And also with us was Stephanie Murray, author of The Political Massachusetts Playbook. Thanks for coming in, Stephanie.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, stay with us. Coming up, does Cape Cod have a gray seal problem? We will talk about the science. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.